A new book retells of a heinous Fargo crime against Savannah LaFontaine Graywind, one of many against Indigenous women. Mona Gable's book about the Fargo woman killed for her unborn child is titled Searching for Savannah, The Murder of One Native American Woman and the Violence Against the Many. The California author hopes to amplify the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women by recounting the shocking crime that occurred in Fargo in 2017. The writer has chronicled the death of 22-year-old Savannah LaFontaine Graywind at the hands of a neighbor who faked being pregnant in an effort to hold on to her boyfriend, then killed LaFontaine Graywind to steal her unborn child. Mona Gable's book was released on April 25th. Again, it's titled Searching for Savannah, The Murder of One Native American Woman and the Violence Against the Many. A bill to designate May as Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Awareness Month in California has passed the state's Assembly and Senate. The state Senate voted 37-0 on May 25th to move the bill forward after the Assembly voted 13-0 on May 4th. It was introduced by Assemblyman James Ramos of the Serrana Kawia tribe to raise awareness on MMIP throughout California and increase support for tribal governments in their communities. This is something that we have been working on for many years, and it is now that we have finally gotten to the state assembly and state legislators, said Ramos. We are able to raise the level of awareness with our colleagues and introduce pieces of legislation without having to be lobbied. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.